Governor Bill Walker and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich are competing for many of the same voters in this year's election for governor. Tuesday is the deadline for candidates to drop off the ballot, and supporters of Walker and Begich, and those who are fine with either candidate, are concerned about a three-way race with former state senator Mike Dunleavy. Alaska Public Media and KTO's Andrew Kitchenman spoke with vocal supporters of the two candidates, as well as Alaskans who feel caught in between them.
Pua Maunu is a Juneau resident who supports Governor Bill Walker, who's an independent. She says his decision to cut permanent fund dividends was particularly courageous.
I think it's easy to criticize Governor Walker, and that's why I admire that he was able to make that difficult decision, because the state legislature was just not moving one way or another.
But Maunu voices mixed feelings as she talks through whether Mark Begich, a Democrat, should drop off the ballot before the deadline.
I mean, I don't think Mark Begich or Governor Walker should drop off on either end to try to consolidate one or the other, because each represents, a segment of people that are going to be voting for them. And I think it does weaken both the Democratic and Independent side, but I think that I'm not sure.
And Maunu is where a lot of centrist and left-of-center voters are. The math in a three-way race favors the Republican Dunleavy. It's nearly unprecedented for conservative and Republican candidates to share less of the vote than former Governor Sean Parnell had 4 years ago. That's when he lost to Walker in a close race with only two major candidates. Other than the first election for Alaska's governor, only once have conservative and Republican candidates combined to have less than the 46% that Parnell received. Power brokers who supported both Walker and Begich 4 years ago, when Begich was running for U.S. Senate, had been choosing sides. The Alaska AFL-CIO Labor Federation endorsed Walker. AFL-CIO President Vince Beltrami says Walker's stand on a complete fiscal plan, as well as his administrative orders favoring workers and the proposed natural gas pipeline, make him union's choice. Beltrami would like to see Begich withdraw.
In our opinion, a three-way race is just a recipe for ending up with Mr. Dunleavy as the governor.
Anchorage Democratic State Senator Berta Gardner also sees the math as a problem, but she says Begich is the stronger candidate. In part, that's because Walker's approval rating fell after the PFD was cut, once through a Walker veto and twice by the legislature.
In a head-to-head Walker-Dunleavy race, I don't think the governor can win. And I believe that Mark Begich has a much better chance of winning.
Gardner says that Walker would make things easier if he withdrew. Walker's campaign has consistently said he would not drop out. Begich also has so far resisted calls to withdraw. Anchorage Democratic State Representative Andy Josephson gave money to Walker's campaign before Begich joined the race. He says both are strong candidates.
I think they would both do a good job as governor. And I am profoundly and deeply concerned about their splitting votes. There are thousands of Alaskans that would vote for either gentleman, and that's a problem. And I'm hoping that in the next, three or four days, one of them withdraws.
While Begich and Walker have taken similar positions on many policy issues, the campaign has put a spotlight on their differences. Planned Parenthood votes endorsed Begich. Alaska State Director Jessica Clare says Begich will stand strong on women's health care and reproductive rights. The organization supported Walker's decision to expand Medicaid eligibility, but it opposed other Walker administration decisions. They include the defense of limiting Medicaid funding for abortions and the decision against vetoing a law that limits sex education.
Yes, we are concerned about Mike Dunleavy becoming governor, but also concerned about another term of Bill Walker being governor.
Two of the more prominent Democrats in Juneau have taken opposite sides. Former Mayor Bruce Botello signed a petition asking Begich to withdraw. He credits Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott with working with tribal organizations. And he says many Alaskans may not like the PFD cuts, but they understand them.
most people, I think, understand that as unpopular as these decisions are, they're also necessary in terms of being able to keep Alaska's government and economy, frankly, moving in a positive direction.
Botello says Walker could be stronger on women's reproductive rights, but he says the state Supreme Court has consistently protected these rights, and Walker has repeatedly acknowledged this. But former Tongass Democrats chair Kim Metcalf says Begich is the best person on the issues that she cares about, including women's issues. Metcalf's the chair of a new group, Begich for Alaska, supporting the candidate. Metcalf says she trusts Begich's analysis on whether he can win a three-way race.
I have great faith in him, and I think that he can pull this out. I know it's not going to be an easy race. You know, everybody knows that. But I think people are coming around to our way of thinking when they really start thinking about the issues.
Beth Stewart is also a Begich supporter who lives in Juneau. She recalls supporting Ernest Greening's unsuccessful U.S. Senate campaign in 1968.
So I'm used to working on issues that might not always win, but I have a set of principles that I stick to, and I'm not going to compromise those.
The withdrawal deadline has been significant in the past. After winning the Democratic nomination, Malott merged his campaign with Walker's before the deadline in 2014. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.